With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. News broke this morning that Democratic congressional candidate Rob Quist had three tax liens filed against him by the state of Montana to collect about $15,000 in back taxes. The information was fed to the Associated Press by a group seeking to influence the election. Quist confirmed that it was true and now says,
"This is an issue that I'm really glad has been brought up."
That's because, Quist says, his financial troubles were the result of big medical bills he faced after being unable to get health insurance due to a pre-existing medical condition. That happened before the Affordable Care Act in 2010 prohibited insurance companies from denying people coverage for that reason.
This is an issue that I plan to talk about on the campaign trail, because who better to stand up for the rights of Montanans who have gone through this than someone who's experienced these exact same health problems?
The Associated Press is reporting that Quist's Republican opponent, Greg Gianforte, also had a tax lien filed against him in New Jersey in 1993 for $3,600. Gianforte's campaign declined Montana Public Radio's request for an interview on the topic today. We'll have more on this story at 5:44 p.m. Legislative analysts have released a new forecast that paints a rosier economic picture for Montana. The Legislative Fiscal Division forecast that Montana will have $106 million more in the state's general fund than the revenue estimates lawmakers are now using to write the next two-year budget. The forecast could give lawmakers some breathing room as they seek to shore up a budget shortfall caused by less-than-expected revenue in recent years. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The House Appropriations Committee is expected to vote this week on a bill that would give a 1% raise for state employees. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
This bill hearing was notable in that state employees did not take a vacation day to pack the hallways and committee room.
I hope that the lack of our presence in the hall, as in past sessions, has been noted and perhaps missed even a little bit.
Rich Arstad says there's not much to say about this bill other than it's a modest request, knowing the state budget is tight this session.
We understand that everybody is going to have to tighten their belts up. We're more than willing to do that. I just ask that you support House Bill 13 and support the state employees who do your bidding on behalf of serving your constituents.
No one spoke against the bill. The Appropriations Committee asked the Department of Administration to provide information to the members this week on how discretionary pay raises are handed out because of questions raised in a recent audit. The committee chair wanted that information as soon as possible as the panel plans to vote on the state pay plan this week. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Lawmakers gave initial approval to a bill to give the Montana Attorney General's Office $80,000 to intervene in a Washington state rate case that involves coal-fired power plants in Colstrip. Representative Jim Keene is the sponsor of House Bill 22. The Democrat from Butte wants to make sure the Attorney General's Office has enough money to represent the state's interests in the pending closure of Units 1 and 2.
I know they have some finances. We're trying to make sure they have a robust case to protect workers and citizens of Montana and the environment.
An amendment was offered after the hearing to use money from the coal board to intervene in the rate case. The Senate Finance and Claims Committee approved the amendment and the bill. House Bill 22 now goes to the Senate floor for debate. The out-of-state owners of the aging plants have an agreement with environmental groups to shutter Units 1 and 2 by July 2022. The power generated largely goes to electricity customers in the Pacific Northwest. A Helena facility for veterans has announced it is closing, leaving residents to find somewhere else to live. The Great Falls Tribune reports that occupants of the Willis Cruz Transitional Facility say they were told last week that the building is up for sale and that they would be relocated to other Montana cities like Missoula and Butte. Mike Hampson, who owns the 14-bed residence, says a decrease in funding coupled with late payments made it too hard to keep the residence open. VA officials were not immediately available for comment Monday. Hampson says efforts are being made to find new homes for the residents. Patients committed involuntarily are currently not permitted to leave mental health facilities until a court deems it appropriate, but a new bill in the legislature aims to ease that process. Freddie Menares has the details.
House Bill 495 authorizes healthcare professionals to discharge patients without having to wait for a court order. Democratic Representative Mary Ann Dunwell is a sponsor of the bill. During the first hearing on the bill recorded by the legislature, she says it would help overcrowded facilities like Warm Springs.
And it opens up much-needed beds in an already overcrowded facilities.
National Alliance on Mental Illness Education Director Colleen Ron supports the bill.
When the individual units of the hospital are full, every bed day taken up by someone who doesn't need hospitalization could be courting disaster for someone else who does.
The bill passed the House unanimously in February. The Senate Public Health, Welfare, and Safety Committee will hear testimony on the bill Wednesday.
Freddie Menares is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.